Now. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Umgeni Uthukela Water says it's completed repairs at the Lower Uthukela Water Works following a breakdown over the weekend. Power failure in Ilembe District caused a water outage on Saturday, which severely damaged a high-lift pump station. Umgeni Uthukela Water's Siyabonga Maphumulo says a new pump sourced from Gauteng was installed yesterday afternoon.
While water operations have resumed, it may take some time for certain areas to receive their normal supply volumes, as reservoir levels need to sufficiently recover. We urge communities to use water extremely sparingly in order to allow for the reservoir levels to pick up more quickly. And we also apologize for the inconvenience caused.
In Gauteng, police say they have intensified a search for a three-year-old boy who was reported missing in Roodepoort over the weekend. Provincial SAPS spokesperson Mavela Masondo says the toddler is from Itsepisong.
A boy who is living with autism was last seen at the local playing fields on Sunday afternoon wearing a green short, yellow jersey and black shoes. Police are appealing to anyone who might have information that can help in locating the boy to please call the nearest police station or call Crime Stop.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed former Department of Trade and Industry Director General Alistair Reuters as Special Advisor on Investment Promotion. He steps in as South Africa faces mixed investor sentiment. While there's been strong interest in manufacturing and renewables, concerns over energy instability, policy shifts and global tensions persist. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says government is implementing a broad range of economic reforms to make South Africa more attractive for domestic and international investors.
Dr. Reuters will advise President Ramaphosa on South Africa's continuing investment drive, which is a principal component of the seventh administration's focus on inclusive economic growth and job creation.
And abroad, Iran and the US will hold a fourth round of talks on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program in Rome on Saturday. They've held three rounds of talks aiming for a deal on the program, which the West believes is intended to develop nuclear weapons, an allegation Tehran denies. The talks, which began earlier this month and are mediated by Oman, are the highest level contact in years between the two sides. On the weather front back home, Durban 26, Pietermaritzburg 25 and Richards Bay 27. Your top story, Umgeni Uthukela Water says it's completed repairs at the Lower Uthukela Water Works following a breakdown over the weekend. Follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.